afternoon and welcome to 6X News Magazine. I'm Lisa Armstrong, your host. This week we'll be taking a look at London's bid for the 1991 Pan American Games. I talked to the two key men behind the bid for the Games, Gord Hume, the chairman of the Pan Am Bid Committee, and London Mayor Al Gleeson, who is also on the bid committee. Gord Hume believes London has nothing to lose by hosting the Games. Gleeson sees the events as a good way to develop the city. Not everyone agrees with these viewpoints, however. Public Utilities Commissioner Ed Blake believes the Games will mean a white elephant for the city. Downtown activist Mark Emery is against the Games, claiming they are frivolous and unnecessary. We'll hear from all four men about the benefits or burdens London will face because of the Games. Sports facilities is an important part of this issue, and we'll see what London could get by hosting the Games. We'll also be taking a look at London's chances of hosting the Games at all, and we'll take a look at public support of the Games. That's one area experts say is vital in organizing an event like the Pan Am Games. But first, we'll take a look at what the Games are and what they will mean to the City of London. The Pan American Games are a major sports event that's held every 4 years. Teams from countries in North America, Central America, and South America compete in events similar to the ones held in the Olympics. Each time the Games are held, they are held in a different zone, the northern, the central, or the southern zone. In 1991, the Games are due to be held in the northern zone, where Canada is, and it's generally accepted that it's Canada's turn as host. The nation that hosts the Games must choose a city to hold the events in. A city that holds the Games 1 year cannot hold the Games the next. In Canada, there is a practice of choosing a city that doesn't have a lot of sporting facilities, such as arenas, stadiums, pools, and so on. This is so the city will have the facilities afterwards. In January 1959, London considered hosting the 1964 Pan American Games. The mayor was Alan Johnston. If London had decided to go for the Games, they would have been competing with Toronto, Ottawa, Hamilton, and Windsor for the Canadian bid. Well, it's 1984, and London's mayor is Al Gleeson, and again, London is making a bid for the Pan American Games. This time, it's for the 1991 Games, and this time, the main competition is Hamilton. In May of this year, London's 10-member Pan American Bid Committee made a preliminary bid to the Canadian Olympic Committee explaining why London should be the Canadian host of the Games. In the proposal was plans for an aquatic center with a pool 70 meters long and 10 lanes wide. The facilities would have a permanent seating of 6,000 with the ability to seat 12,000. A new stadium would also be in order for London, with a seating capacity of 35,000. A field house that would host events like basketball, volleyball, and badminton is also on the agenda. The total cost of building the facilities would be $58 million, according to the proposal, and that figure doesn't include the cost of buying land or of building parking facilities. The operating cost of the Games is estimated at $30 million. This includes any pre-game activities. This figure would be offset by an expected $10 million in television rights. The committee also recommended an endowment fund be put up by the city. This is supposed to alleviate operating costs of facilities after the game. This week, London's Board of Control reviewed a capital works budget that includes $5 million that, according to Mayor Al Gleeson, would become $10 million by 1991 because of interest rates and contributions to the fund. So the cost, according to the preliminary bid for the Games, is $88 million. London won't be paying for all of it, however. The provincial and federal governments will contribute, although it isn't known by how much. That figure is negotiated after a city is chosen to host the Games. According to Bid Committee Chairman Gord Hume, London will get a good return on its investment.
I think London will benefit in a number of ways from hosting the Pan American Games. First of all, there are the very obvious economic benefits. The fact that construction would come in worth perhaps $50 million, that people would be hired from the London region to work on that construction. The fact that tourists would come into the area, we're talking tens of thousands of people coming into the area for the events surrounding the Pan Am Games. They would all bring many dollars into the community, which would help large and small businesses. And of course, that means people would then be hired. They have more money to spend. In turn, they can spend it on other activities and economic benefits to their own families and their themselves. The total economic benefit we estimate to the London region is a half a billion dollars.
Downtown activist and businessman Mark Emery has been opposed to London hosting the Games from the very start. He feels London won't make as much money as Hume claims. Emery says other major events haven't brought in money like expected.
You know, when the Pope came to Toronto, they all thought, oh, we're going to have a bonanza. But as it turns out, people went to see the Pope and business was atrocious for the whole day. In fact, business in every restaurant was down, hotels were down. And they found that the business was quite poor. In the Olympics in Los Angeles, business was also atrocious because people on one hand were thinking, well, there's going to be terrible crowds, so let's not go to Los Angeles or let's not go to Toronto. But as it turns out, enough people thought that there were in fact no crowds at all, and so business dropped precipitously. And besides, that's artificial justification anyway, to say, well, if business justifies it, shall we go rob the taxpayer anyway? And I'm saying no matter what profits might be made, it's not a justifiable excuse to tax other people to pay for one business's bonanza.
London Mayor Al Gleeson is also on the Pan Am Bid Committee. He says it's not just the economic benefits from the Games, there's social benefits to be had as well.
Well, I think the benefits have been generally highlighted, but perhaps not recognized by everybody. The thing that I think attracted myself and a number of other people to the idea of the Pan Am Games was that we're looking at a city that is inadequately served with respect to facilities, and what the Games then would do is leave a legacy of facilities, and these facilities would be used by obviously future generations. So you've got the legacy, you've got the economic advantages, and finally, though not necessarily least of importance, is that if London were awarded the Games, you have then a tremendous development of community support and pride. And that may is an intangible thing. It may seem like maybe a piece of froth, but in fact, it can be a very, very vital thing to the development of a community. The last thing that I would identify in particular is that you make your city known, you identify it by reputation as a city that is on the move and ambitious, aggressive, whatever term you want to apply. You add other things to your community, and therefore your community becomes a more attractive place to live. Increasingly, the type of city that you have and desirability of people to live in it is becoming very, very important in attracting industrial development, industrial growth. So cities are competing against each other. We want London to be just as competitive and yet more attractive as a, I suppose, a lure to industry and economic development.
Mark Emery doesn't buy the argument. He feels the city shouldn't be using tax dollars for things like the Games.
And whatever excuse you've heard as to their legacy of benefits, be it stadiums or field houses and things like that, the plain fact is we've got an accumulated national deficit of $122 billion, and granted, getting rid of the Pan Am Games in Canada isn't going to make a dent in that. But somebody has to make a stand, and people as a group have to make a collective statement by saying, no, we refuse to accept those kind of debts and irresponsible things any longer. We're going to set an example, and I think what our group is doing is set an example to the city, to the province, that we just won't go in for things that are going to cause hardship to other Canadians and other Ontarians and other Londoners.
Emery believes the Games should be paid for by private companies, like what was done for the Los Angeles Olympics this summer. Gord Hume says private funding for the Pan Am Games isn't practical.
No, and I don't think that's reasonable at all, simply because Los Angeles, first of all, is really in the heart of Southern California, which has roughly as many people as Canada does. Secondly, they already have an incredible number of facilities, the major stadiums in Los Angeles and so on, which to a large degree were built, in fact, by taxpayer money when they were first constructed. London doesn't have these kinds of facilities. The other element you have to remember is that because of the fact that they were put on in the United States, their television and media and merchandising contracts are worth many, many, many times more than anything we could do for the Pan Am Games in Canada. The difference in market and marketing is just extraordinary. They paid, the ABC paid, I think it was $150 or $200 million for the TV rights alone. We're expecting maybe a couple of $1 million worth of TV rights. If somebody would give us $100 million for the TV rights, we would pay for the whole Games privately. But in Canada, that just is not practical.
Al Gleason agrees. He says support from big companies is needed, and that's something London just wouldn't get. Emery acknowledges that he feels the government should stick to building roads and sidewalks. Emery considers sports and athletes a special interest group, and he doesn't believe the city should be catering to them.
The purpose of a local government is, in fact, to provide sidewalks and fire police services and sewers and storm sewer drainage and this sort of thing. That's the purpose of the city government. It is not its purpose to get involved in sports extravaganzas and discretionary favors to select interest groups and this sort of thing. That's totally wrong. People pay their taxes locally on the expectation that they're all going to get a service of some equal value, and that their money isn't going to be handed out to special interest groups. That's totally wrong. So I think most people are interested in athletics as a spectator sport. That's the bottom line. People will watch Stanley Cup games, World Series games, and people get involved, but they get involved in sports that are unique to themselves. And I don't feel we should be subsidizing athletics any more than we'd subsidize your stamp collection or somebody's TV watching hobby or somebody's video cassette collection. You know, because somebody has a hobby that's static doesn't put them any less of an important of importance to them as a person who does athletics. I don't know why athletes and people who are involved in sports think of themselves as superior citizens that are deserving of our money when other people who have private leisures like stamp collecting this sort of thing aren't at the same level. I find it, I can't understand where this distinction came by that athletes are more important than the rest of us.
One of the main attractions for hosting games like the Pan American is to give cities an opportunity to get athletic facilities at lower costs because of government subsidies. Gleason and Hume both agree London is lacking in these kind of facilities. The mayor says hosting the games is a good opportunity for London to improve itself.
It just hasn't happened that we've had the opportunity to build facilities. Traditionally, the way cities get major facilities, unless they're very large cities, has been through games of this type. Then they get funding from other levels of government. We bid for the 1981 Summer Games. We lost out to Thunder Bay. And included in that proposal was the Billingham Aquatic Center. Had we got the 81 Summer Games, we would now have an aquatic center. Right? We haven't got that. You go to the city of Edmonton, tremendous number of facilities, perhaps the best equipped city in Canada, because it's had Commonwealth Games, last year had the Universiade Games. They've got the facilities. So that's how you get facilities. The City of London can't walk out and build field houses and aquatic centers and a number of other things. You just simply can't afford it.
Ed Blake is a chairman on the Public Utilities Commission, and he says he can't support the games, despite what recreation facilities would be gained. He feels the plans are too big for London, and all the city will get is a bunch of white elephants costing the taxpayers money. Blake claims the aquatic building is what's needed, but it's too big. He feels the same way about the stadium, saying it could never be filled, and he sees the field house the same way.
It just doesn't make sense to build a field house for a permanent seating of 6,000, maximum seating of 12,000 for badminton and tennis. It just doesn't make sense. And as a result, these will all operate at a deficit. And that deficit will be reflected in the Public Utilities Commission budget for recreation. It'll be to the detriment of all our other activities, because we have to go to City Council to have our budgets approved. We're dependent on City Council for the money. So those are my concerns, not the games themselves, but the after effects. I believe the first statement I made on it after studying the report is that it's going to be an albatross around our necks. And this is my objection. The scheme is too grandiose for a city of well under 300,000.
Gleason doesn't agree. He doesn't see anything wrong with the proposed facilities.
There's no thought of providing frills. There's no thought of providing something frivolous. I keep coming back to the term white elephant because people throw this to me and say, you want to build yet another white elephant, whatever that term means. I'm sure what is white elephant to one is not a white elephant to another, but not at all. We're looking at what is would be needed for the city, what could be continued to be used to the city, what we think could add really to the quality of the city.
If London does host the games, then the money has to come from somewhere. And if it's coming from the city, then that means it's coming from the taxpayers. This is Mark Emery's main complaint. However, Gleason says the city has budgeted for the project and the cost won't be a burden. Ed Blake is concerned not only about the money, but he feels the facilities are too large and will ultimately burden the taxpayer.
The $10 million that has to be raised is coming out of taxpayers' money. This so-called contingency fund, or a trust fund, whatever you want to call it. These deficits are going to appear in a total budget for the recreation department. They'll be under our jurisdiction. And if huge facilities, which are not being used, are operating at a loss, they're going to reflect detrimentally on our other programs. We need more facilities for senior citizens and for youngsters. And the other thing, these facilities basically are not for participatory sports, except when you have a huge gathering such as the Pan American Games or Canada Games. After that, they're for spectators. And I'm more interested in the participation, as we call it, and the federal government, provincial government call it, getting the people involved rather than sitting on their duffs watching a football game.
However, the question still remains, does London, or even Canada, stand a chance at hosting the Games? Originally, it was thought North America's turn to host the Games, and it was generally agreed that it was Canada's turn to be the recipient. The next Games are in 1987, and they were to be hosted by Ecuador, the central zone of the Americas. But the nation bowed out, and now the Games could go to the northern zone, and possibly to Indianapolis, who have been after the Games for some time. Gord Hume doesn't feel Indianapolis hosting the Games will hurt London's chance at getting them. He feels the rotation will continue on schedule. In fact, Hume thinks Indianapolis hosting the Games could benefit London because it would mean one less competitor for the city when it comes time to bid. Still, there's no guarantee London will get the Games. The city must first get national and then international approval, and that means competing not only with cities like Hamilton, but with American cities as well. Mark Emery hopes London doesn't get the bid, but he says if it does, it could be a good thing for him and others who are with him in fighting the Games.
No, I don't think they'll get the 1991 Games, although it would certainly profit our group if they got it, because if London was awarded the 1991 bid and then we could kill it after that, we would save all Canadians the tax burden, because then if we killed it in London, then somebody outside the country would host the Games and they'd have to cover all the costs, and that would be my ideal situation. I think Hamilton is sure, we don't want London to get it, but I don't want to be spending my tax money on Hamilton getting it either, and I'm very concerned with that as well.
Gleason feels London will get the Games. He feels the bid is strong enough to convince the Canadian Olympic Association. That group must approve of the city where the Games will be held. If, however, London doesn't get the Games, Gleason says there's always a chance the city will try again.
That probably would be a decision made by some other people, and it's not likely that I'm going to be around after 1991. I'm not even sure what prior to 1991. But I think it's a decision that has to be made. I'd like to see that if it didn't get it, London was not discouraged. I think it's good for this city, particularly, to start to believe in itself as the kind of a city that can do those things. There is always a little feeling of being tentative. It's a Canadian trait, and it's present in London. I'll say that with a lot of criticism, because I'm a Londoner myself, and I understand the feeling. But I think that we can be a little more booster-oriented towards a city, feel good about it, and recognize that this is a great city that can yet be even a better city. So I'd like to see that if we went after it and they didn't get it, that there'd be another group come along and say, well, we struck out and we'll go back at it.
The key difference between those supporting the Games and those against them is whether there's enough public support. Earlier this year, the London Free Press conducted a poll where 75% of those who responded were against the Games. The poll was criticized for being inaccurate. Ed Blake says he's considering running his own poll to find out more accurately what Londoners feel. He expects 75% or more would be against London hosting the Games. Mark Emery says he's found similar results.
We have a lot of support. I mean, people are really rallying around our effort to get rid of the Games. And although Gord Hume and the Pan Am Bid Committee insist they have tremendous community support, that's what they're saying, we've not seen any evidence of it. When we go door to door, we find that people are almost 90 to 95% against the games concept. We have hundreds of cards coming in the mail indicating that. We've gotten over $500 in donations from the public to help print out more of our brochures. We have a number of volunteers. We have a monthly newsletter going out to all our people who send the cards. And so we're rolling. We have lots of volunteers. Our campaign is well underway, but I suspect that they would be hard-pressed to find 300 to 400 volunteers in the whole city who'd actually work towards bringing the Pan Am Games to London.
However, Hume claims there is really more support for the games than against.
The support we are getting from business, from individuals, from labor, from organizations, from amateur sports, is absolutely positive and absolutely overwhelming. I have right now 129 letters from major organizations supporting the Pan Am Games. City Council members, some of them have been opposed from day one. That's their prerogative. The overwhelming majority of City Council, of the PUC, of the Chamber of Commerce and other major organizations has been absolutely positive.
In the meantime, London will have to wait until January before finding out if it will be the host of the 1991 Pan American Games. That's it for 6X News Magazine this week and our look at London's bid for the Pan Am Games. Thanks to London Mayor Al Gleeson, Gord Hume, Ed Blake, and Mark Emery for sharing their views on the event. Stay tuned to 6X News Magazine every Sunday at 5 p.m. as we take an in-depth look at issues and events happening in London. Have a good evening. I'm Lisa Armstrong, 6X News Magazine.